Hi, this is Anne with your coaching on the golf. Why is asking so important? Why, in the contrast, is it so important to look at the contrast and then ask for what you want? That's the power of the contrast. So when you like the contrast, that's one thing. So if you're enjoying a delicious meal with contrasting flavors and textures, or as I mentioned, a piece of artwork or a landscape with contrast, or even the experience of being in the hot summer and drinking a cold lemonade or iced tea, the beautiful contrast there. But we're talking the contrast that you're not interested in. That's what we're talking about. Contrast that doesn't feel good. Contrast to what you wish, what you would love. So out of that experience is when we ask the deepest for what we do want. So in times like tumultuous times, there's a lot of asking going on in the universe. A lot of people asking for more, asking for something better, asking for solutions. So how powerful is that asking? It's very powerful. So we can thank the contrast for this. So years ago, I looked around in my environment and I wanted to be a mother, a teacher, and an artist. And I found later, as a student asked me what I had wanted to be when I was a child, that I had mentioned, drawn a picture of, and written down those three things, and I became them. And I thought, wow, that's really powerful. I wonder if I had written down other things, if I had been asked and written down and drew a picture of other things, if I'd have those right now. So I started to really think about ordering up and really what you can do when you order. That's the power of, you know, vision boarding, if you're taking that seriously, or drawing or doodling something, or sitting back and envisioning. So some of the things I've experienced, I wrote on a piece of paper that I wanted land along the water, Lake Michigan or a river. And a few months later, when I was moving out of my home, I found this piece of paper that I had written this on. It had fallen under my bed. Sometimes I write those things as I'm going to sleep, a wish or something I'm envisioning. So, I found that piece of paper. And just a few weeks before that, I had purchased a piece of property that was on water in Cliffy. And so I could see that my vision, my ask had been fulfilled. And since then, on Spirit River, there used to be a lot of buildings and garbage to the right side of my property, on the neighbor's property. And I many times meditated and visualized what I wanted there. And today, there's a meadow. All these trailers, piles of junk, tarps covering junk, houses that are rotting, porches falling off the house. The property was amidst this beautiful area and owned by people who were completely disconnected to the beauty. Garbage from front to back. All that is gone. It took no effort on my part aside from visualizing. And now what's in its place is wildflowers and a meadow in the trees that were there, amidst the trees that were there. On the other side, there was a boat dock with a paddle boat and four jet boats. And there was a parking lot where people would drive down to the top of the cliff in the gravel. They would walk down a ramp and they would get to the water where there was a giant dinner cruise paddle boat and these jet boats that were quite loud. And there was a generator. And then on the opposite side that I already mentioned, there was a gas tank. And they would fuel on one side and they would take their boats to the other. And my property was in the middle. I laid on the cliff one day and I just imagined the joy of hearing the silence and going down to the water, and I swam in the water often and imagined the dock gone, imagined the boat tours gone, imagined what I wanted. And today, most of that is gone. The the dinner boat driver decided to retire and he sold his boat. And there was a fight between the jet boat owner and the landowner, and the jet boats left. The pier got, the dock was made half the size, and things just continue. They continue progressing. So my stories today are around a few of the powerful experiences, and these are just a few, where I have really locked into a vision and felt it from head to toe and visualized what I wanted, asked for what I wanted. Out of contrast, I had the noise of the motors, a beautiful area that I felt like was being, there was so much contrast in the way the land was being treated and the way the land is, the spiritual feeling of the land, the power of the land. So that rich contrast made me ask. It caused me to ask for some big things, visualize them and feel them, and now they're happening. So my assignment for you today is to take a bit of contrast that you outlined earlier in the week and take some time to get into a spot you like to be, into a state you like to be in, and just richly visualize what you'd like instead. Put in your order on the life buffet and do it with feeling. Really go in and just play in that realm and create what you want and ask for it. Yeah, and then take up some space in the Facebook page. I've seen some people in there and many of you are not. Consider it today as a way to say, I'm getting something from this content. Go in and tell us what you created in your mind today. Sending you big love.